Chapter 13. A man in heavy armor wearing a Commander of Barnabas insignia kneeled and bowed at the bottom of the dais. Selene sat on her throne, eyes elsewhere, and said,
"Speak."
"Hi, priestess, we have captured several of the culprits,"
the man said in a deep but nervous voice. Sweat dripped from his brow.
"I'm bringing the news directly to you as ordered."
"Hmm,"
she said.
"Is that all the news that you bring?"
"They are shackled," he said. "Three in all, ready for torment."
"Are they the leaders of this movement?"
"I fear not," he said. "But I'm certain they'll lead us to them."
"Certain, Commander?"
His downcast head lifted the slightest and drifted back downward.
"I'm fully confident in our methods," he said. "They've never failed before."
"Everything fails,"
she said.
"Especially people."
The commander, a stout veteran judging by his appearance, trembled.
"Commander,"
she continued,
"take me to them. I want to see these culprits for myself."
He said, standing up as she came down the dais.
"It would be an honor."
"Yes, yes, it would."
She made her way out of the chambers, followed by an entourage of acolytes, the commander, and a Dracus. Taking the steps down the great tower almost took an hour, but Selene was in no hurry. She had plenty on her mind. Word had come earlier in the day. Bezog had obliterated one of her finest servants in Quintuclan. His wife, the real Sasha, and their sons had escaped. She rubbed her temples.
"It's starting and it hasn't even been a year yet."
She and her escorts bottomed out at the street-level pavilion and were now passing by the gawking onlookers. It wasn't often she came down from the tower. Many people kneeled and bowed, most of which averted their eyes from her gaze. Across the market, another series of steps began, under heavy guard, and led down below the tower. They traversed the torch-lit landing in between the stairs and stopped at a double gate of iron bars guarded by two lizard men. Both saluted.
"Open,"
the commander said. The doors creaked open, and inside the dungeon they went. The air was rank with rot, mold, and sweat. A staleness hung in the air. The commander led Selene and her entourage towards the back, where they passed many cells, crammed with moaning people. Many hollow eyes were pressed to the bars. Stomachs groaned. The miserable cried. Celine's breathing eased.
"The sound of suffering. It does my heart well."
She stopped inside a cove carved out of stone, lit by two torches on the wall. Three prisoners huddled on the ground, shivering in heavy metal shackles. A table with many crude devices was pressed by the cove's wall, and a burly man with a drooped shoulder and crooked jaw stood alongside it.
"Well,"
Selene said to the commander,
"let's see these torments you boasted about."
"Yes, High Priestess,"
he said. He nodded to the tormentor. The man grabbed a lash and shuffled towards the huddled crowd. He grabbed one man by the hair and pulled him aside.
"Tell us,"
the tormentor said, glaring into the man's weary eyes.
"Who were you putting those signs up for?"
A man,
the prisoner said, trembling.
A man paid us, I swear it. We just did it for the money."
The tormentor lashed the man. The prisoner squealed and the other two wailed.
"You're lying,"
the tormentor said.
No, I swear it."
"What did he look like, this man who paid you?"
He was just a man as ordinary as I am, with deep green eyes."
The tormentor glanced back at the commander. The commander nodded.
You lie!
I don't lie,
the prisoner said. Tears streamed down his face.
We just needed the money.
Don't you raise your voice to me.
Celine folded her arms over her chest and said,
Oh, please. Do you expect me to stand here all day while you beat him until he cries himself to death?
She pointed at the prisoner.
Do you know who I am?
Yes,
the disheveled man said.
You are the High Priestess, and you wouldn't be stupid enough to lie to me, would you?
He swallowed and shook his sweat-soaked hair. She approached to arm's length of the prisoners and turned her stare toward the tormentor. He backed away and fixed his line of sight elsewhere. She stared deep into the prisoner's eyes, but he twisted his head away.
Why won't you look at me?
I don't want to catch fire,
she said.
Is that what they are saying now?
She looked back at the others.
Well, are they?
No one uttered a word.
I see.
She bobbed her head.
So then you put the signs up because you were hungry and you needed money. How much did this green-eyed man pay you then?
A few coppers and silver.
I have a feeling that you are lying.
The prisoner shook his head.
You aren't supposed to lie, you know. Bad things happen when you lie.
I know.
Remove his shirt,
she ordered. With a few stiff tugs, the tormentor ripped it off. A few voices in the room gasped. The prisoner had a circle with two slashes tattooed to his chest. Celine recoiled.
You!
The prisoner looked her dead in the eye, fearless.
The king is coming, High Priestess. You can't stop it. King Balzerth is coming.
A wash of fire erupted from her mouth. The man howled inside the fiery blaze, his flesh disintegrated from his bones that collapsed on a pile of ash. Everyone's eyes were wide and their mouths breathless. The other prisoners shuffled and twisted in their bonds. Scowling, Celine backed away. Metal cuffs and links snapped. The figures bound in them transformed into sleek forms of metallic green dragons.
You dare!
Celine roared. Lightning blasted from the dragons' mouths. A bolt slammed Celine off her feet. Another ripped through the dracus, dropping it stoned cold dead. Celine gathered balls of flame in her hands and hurled them at full force. An explosion shook the room. Soldiers and acolytes charged the magnificent dragons with swords and spellwork. The green dragons, little bigger than men, shot lightning, swung tails, and clawed through robes and armor. The prisoners clamored. The scent of blood and burnt metal filled the air. Quick and sleek, the dragons felled every servant of Barnabas one by one. Seconds later, they hemmed Celine back inside the cove.
I will feast on your flesh for this, you sacrificial fool!
Lightning blasted from their mouths. Celine absorbed it. Her body enlarged and she filled with power. She unleashed it. Lightning and fire pierced the dragon's scales and cleaned through their hearts. Their bodies juttered and teetered over, lifeless as stone. Hands smoking, Celine dropped to her knees. Huffing for breath, she said,
Great Gratek! That was close.